We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it is Tobin and Leroy.
This is like one of my favorite videos.
Really?
Yeah. You don't remember the Muppets?
No.
You don't remember when they did? They had the president hitting the red button.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm a Phil Collins fan, so.
I like Phil Collins too, but I'm not in the wheelhouse of Phil Collins music videos. Like, I wasn't watching Phil Collins.
This was Genesis. This wasn't even Phil Collins.
Well, Phil Collins probably like wondering about his fellow bloke getting the Rona, running this country.
Yep.
So Robbie the Degenerate's gonna stop by. He's going to call in. We'll see what he's been up to. He'll be joining us, giving us a magnificent seven. Coming up around 8:20 today, so we look forward to that. I don't know what the hell he could.
I'm excited to see what's happening.
I don't know what he could possibly be gambling. I don't know what he could possibly be doing.
You think he's doing backyard brawling? Like
he's calling up Dada, and he's like wondering like what the undercover fights are.
Well, no, like you just going into somebody's backyard where they're fighting down there in Miami.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like, is he calling up Dada and finding out where the matchups are, and who's setting the odds on that? Like, is Dada 5000 the only guy who's setting up the odds on who is who's fighting?
Well, we know he's handling the post fight interviews.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is scary.
Somebody says that Antonio Brown has already been sending videos to Lamar Jackson. He's moved on. Doesn't Antonio Brown's cousin, isn't Hollywood Brown, they're cousins, aren't they? Like, the one who roasted and toasted the Dolphins in the first week of the season when they won 59-0.
I think they're distant cousins, I want to say. I'm not sure. Somebody said Boris's wife is Natasha.
Boris, Natasha, we catch moose and squirrel.
Along with OJ's live stream himself watching OJ 30 for 30.
Oh boy, OJ, it's OJ's got to be beside himself because they're closing the golf courses. And the last time we heard that, he goes, "I'm gonna go crazy."
They closed my golf course.
Did they?
Yeah, Sunday was the last day.
You what are you doing? Practicing your chipping in the backyard?
No, but guess who's gotten into golf?
Who? Hans. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've been, giving him some pointers.
All right. That's a short game.
We're doing short game in the backyard. My wife is a little mad because I took my, hey, by the way, CSR, that's where my wife works.
Yeah.
Send her a patch of grass when she comes home. Throw it in my wife's car because she's mad that we're using the bathroom mat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, We use that as grass, and we put it in the back, and we chip off of it.
You're just trying to save some divots. I respect it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Plus, I mean, it's been so dry.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Been crazy. Been crazy dry.
Texas says, that's his little cousin.
Yeah, it says that he's good. I remember they mentioned that on the broadcast, so I was like, damn, that is that's like the John Bones Jones of receivers family. That's crazy. That is impressive. So yeah,
is John the oldest? John's not the oldest though. He's the youngest, right?
I believe he is the youngest, yes. I think it goes Arthur, Chandler, then John.
So that's backwards. Well, no. Arthur was the next one, right?
No, Chandler.
Oh, no, Chandler. So Chandler. So the farther down they go, Chandler, the crazier Chandler, they get.
Yeah, and Chandler's still wrecking the league. Like, he's still a monster.
Oh, yes, he is.
Absolute beast. Let's get the headlines.
So who would be considered the best athlete in that family? John or Chandler? Because Chandler, I think Chandler's built that he's athletic enough that if he had taken up MMA.
I feel like I remember Arthur being a little bit portly. I don't know if that counts.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. So it's between Chandler and John.
I don't know, man. John never gets tired during fights. I mean, that's one thing that's always been impressive with him. That endurance is crazy good. I don't know. I mean, if you're the best fighter on the who's a better athlete, the best mixed martial artist on the planet or one of the best pass rushers on the planet?
Yeah, that's why I asked, dude.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm going to be biased towards the fighter, obviously, even though he's...
The fighter can't get doubled.
You don't think he knows some spin moves?
No, but he can't get doubled, though. Like, you can't help with a guard or get chipped by a back.
I'll find Chandler Jones' combine numbers to see if we could figure out what his what he was running was.
Because Chandler and John are built about the same. Chandler might be about 30 pounds heavier, but they're built pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think Chandler's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Let's see, 40. Let's see, Chandler ran a 4.87 40 at the combine.
Wow, that's nothing for Russian.
Ooh. Yep. Right. Yep. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, Leroy, we start off with this. Yesterday was, of course, opening day for your Miami Marlins. Miguel Rojas took on Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins in a showdown of MLB The Show, the video game. And unfortunately, the Phillies came out on top 2-0, although you know it was a video game because Bryce Harper had a clutch home run. So we know that it was actually a virtual reality. He's coming through with runs that matter. That's only in video games. So there's that. Former Alabama running back, perhaps you've heard of him, Mark Ingram. He has weighed in on the future of Tua Tagovailoa. And he was on First Take yesterday, and this is what the running back had to say. He said, obviously, injuries and availability is a huge part of being a pro in the NFL. I can understand the durability concerns. But I think that every player has durability concerns. I just think the type of person that he is, his accuracy, his accolades, the number of yards he threw for, the efficiency, even some of the mobility in the pocket and out of the pocket, I just think that he has great potential to be a star in this league. I think he will be a star in this league. Boom. How about that? Is Mark Ingram have you convinced?
I ain't buying it.
Not what? Hey, come on, man. This is Mark Ingram. He's got the whole thing, you know, him and
but why do you do this?
Why do I do what?
He's the former teammate.
Well, I mean, no, they just went to the same school. They didn't play together.
Went to the same school.
Also,
okay.
do they have the same agent maybe?
Let me find out. Let me see.
Oh, you fell for it. Oh, please. Mark. If they have the same agent, you fell for it. Dummy. See.
Let's see his agent. Let's see.
I don't know. Quarterback agents are usually different than other position agents.
I'm looking. Support track agent. Let's see. Oh, that's Melvin Ingram. That doesn't help me. Get the hell out of here. Where the hell's Mark Ingram? Look, I'll find out if he's got the same agent. But just because he has the same agent doesn't mean that he can't have that opinion.
Really?
No,
his agent. Have you ever heard somebody with the same agent say he sucks?
No, his agent is somebody called Paul Bobbitt. Paul Bobbitt from VIP Sports Management.
Oh, is he related to Lorena Bobbitt's ex-husband?
I don't know. Ooh. I don't know. But I believe Tua is represented by Lee Sterling.
So, yeah, man. Like, come on. Like, there's certain situations that you read into stuff being said.
Lee Steinberg, like, excuse me, not Lee Sterling. Lee Sterling's the gambling guy who comes on with
Yeah,
Hawk.
That's what he's supposed to say.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just giving you the opinion of a really good running back, all right? I don't think you have to poo-poo it right away.
No, he's a really good quarterback. Like, I don't – here, let's be clear. What is in question is not how good Tua is. That's not in question. What's in question is how available he's going to be for the next 5 years.
What else we got? We got this. We have the Dolphins, their new center, Ted Karras. He explained how he's staying in shape, Leroy. Says his neighbor's got a rack in his garage across the street, so he's been doing some workouts there. He's been running up and down the street doing band workouts. It's good to see a center doing some band workouts. Eric Flowers, do you want to know how he's staying ready? He has a private gym with dumbbells and a treadmill. Says he has everything except for a squat rack. So that's what Eric Flowers is doing. Kyle Van Noy, he has a ranch in California. So he has been running up hills and lifting weights. And Jordan Howard, according to Adam Beasley, is running Rocky style.
Rocky style.
Yeah, now I don't know. I wish Beasley was a little bit more... descriptive, because there's many types of Rocky style runnings. Are we talking Rocky 1 running isolated? Are we talking Rocky 2 running with the kids? Are we talking Rocky 3 running on the beach with Apollo Creed? Hopefully not. That's not social distancing. Are we talking Rocky 4 running in the mountains with a log? Are we talking Rocky 5? Is he teaching a protege? In Rocky 6, Rocky Balboa didn't even run at all. He was just doing straight up hurting bombs.
Because he's
was
80.
Old. He was old. Duke is his trainer. Duke said that he goes, we can't do running. You're too old, so that's out. We gotta find some hurting bombs. Really? That was a good trainer. He was a good trainer. So I don't know.
I'm terrified
I don't know.
That you can cite lines from the worst Rockies.
Oh, Rocky V gets a bad rap. I'm telling you, Rocky V gets a bad rap, and so does Rocky VI. Now it did ruin Antonio Tarver's career because he had to put up all that weight. And he wasn't the same after putting up all that weight for the movie, you know, getting
I
getting
don't understand why he had to gain so much weight, because Rocky's only 5'2".
Well, he was probably taking it seriously. You know, this Antonio Tarver's a thespian, so he's trying to figure things out. I respect it. Respect to the craft.
All right. I got you.
Don't worry about it. I would, if I had to hear, I would hope that he's running Rocky IV style. I feel like that's the best level of training. Also responsible, because Rocky's by himself. I just don't know where
I'm
he's finding the ice
Rocky
right now.
Running with the kids, that don't sound...
Yep. It's not very social distancing.
Right.
Nope. But so if you see Jordan Howard running Rocky style, just tell him we say what's up. Right. You know? UFC light heavyweight champion John Bones Jones, he was arrested for alleged DWI and negligent use of a firearm. I don't mean to laugh, but Jesus, who gets caught shooting a gun in a parking lot?
Drunk.
I mean,
drunk. That could have went a thousand different ways,
bro. Like, what? John Jones out here thinking that he's like in a Western. He thinks he's in Westworld.
You think they drove up and said, "Oh, it's John again"? Because I got to tell you, black dudes that fire guns randomly with cops around, it doesn't end well.
Yeah, man, I would say that, Albuquerque, New Mexico, I can't imagine being a very big town.
All know who it is. John's drunk again.
How many times do you think they've just let John off without a warning? And they're just like, all right.
That's what people don't understand. Like, the reason why you should be so upset about this is we not even counting the times that they let him go home.
Yeah. That they've just been like, all right, Mr. Jones, we'll give you a ride home. Or, all right, Mr. Jones, somebody will take him home. Something like that. But firing a gun and he's drunk as a skunk, that could end up, you know, that could already end up dangerous for a guy who's got a hit and run in his past.
I want to know, who did he have in the car that let him feel that was okay?
Oh, I mean, he's got, you know, I'm sure he's got a guy. Some guy who's just like, you know. Who
clearly,
like, honestly,
like Chris Carter said, he didn't have a fall guy.
didn't have a fall guy. Like, you know, John Jones, like, he's probably got, he's probably run the gamut through all the people, all the drinking buddies in Albuquerque. He's probably got to find some new guy that just loves hanging out with John Jones. He goes, come on, Peter, you want to come drinking with me? And he goes, all right. And all of a sudden, Peter's finds himself in a shoot off duel in a parking lot where they're trying to do target practice. And John's like swigging a bottle and he goes, you think I can hit that stop sign? And then all of a sudden everybody's like, hey, man, you can't do that. Don't worry, I'll pass the sobriety test. Fails them all. That's how it's going, man. So we got that for you. Also coming up, as far as news is concerned, the Miami Dolphins, their latest win total has been put up by Bet Online and Sports Betting. And the over-under line for the upcoming season, 6 victories, which I find is low. I find is low for this upcoming year, especially coming off a five-win season.
I mean, I would say if your defense improves, your offensive line improves, that's worth 2 or 3 games, right?
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
I'm over again.
Eric Dickerson, Rams legend, is upset because the new Rams logo looks like a penis.
They tried
too hard. He said,
It happens all the time.
He said, someone says it looks like a deal. It did. That says it all right there. Should be enough to say for the Rams to say we messed up and we're gonna keep what we got. Because this product will hardly sell. It'll sell nothing. I don't care if it's 3 years from now. It won't be selling because it doesn't look good. It's ugly. When you put on a brand logo, you expect it to be top 5 and 10 in merchandise. I'm willing to bet this will be at the very bottom. If I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to say that I'm a jackass and I'll shut my mouth and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm willing to bet this will be dead last in sales. So he thinks no one's going to want to buy the penis Ram.
Now, Leroy, as a player, did you ever care what your uniform looked like? I know that Dickerson doesn't play anymore, but as a player, did it matter?
I spent,
didn't have a logo.
I spent half of my career with a pumpkin on my head.
Yeah, but if the Browns did come out with terrible logos, would you be upset if the Browns came out?
We had a leprechaun.
Would you be upset if the leprechaun looked like a penis?
I was shocked we had a leprechaun to start off with. So if it did, I would be like, nah, it's just another reason to make fun of the Browns. So, but the Rams, like, look, they should have left well enough alone. That yellow with the royal blue uniforms, with the Ram helmet, that's the best way to go. If they want to change it up, they could go old school and go like when the coach, when Andy Reid was doing fat pump, pass, and kick,
mm-hmm.
and he had that Rams uniform on, you could go there. But other than that, that's it. I like the throwbacks with the white helmets with the blue horn. And I like the original yellow with the blue. When they went to that like dark blue and gold, I wasn't really feeling it, but they won the Super Bowl in it. So, all right.
Somebody says not having Patrick Laird or Kalen Ballage is good for 2 wins alone. I don't disagree with that.
No, I guarantee here's what I'll say about that. They're going to draft a running back, and the offensive line is going to get better. And Kalen Ballage will do better. And you have a bunch of different types of running backs. You have running backs that can find nooks and crannies and not have the type of season that Kalen Ballage had, who needs to have a hole to be effective, right? And there's running backs like that. But when you don't have the support of your offensive line or the holes are you got to be – you have to anticipate them more because they're not open that long because your offensive line is not as good. A lot of running backs can't be successful in those situations. And that's probably where he is right now, that he's indecisive. He sees a wall of players and he can't find a way through. And that's a tough spot because you want to piss an offensive lineman off, run into his back.
All right, we will get the best 7 plays of the weekend. Robbie the Degenerate has your Magnificent 7 next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Robbie the Degenerate's best seven plays of the weekend. We like to call this the Magnificent Seven, Leroy. Getting our gambling on. How? I don't know. But that's why we go to the man, the myth, the legend himself. We've missed him this week. Let's go out and talk to our boy, RTD. Robbie, what do you got, my friend?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You tell us, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, good. Doing good. I did see the first two episodes of Tiger King yesterday. I'm not sick, don't worry. I'm just stuck in quarantine. But something that you guys could get you out of the quarantine. Maybe you guys are feeling miserable. How about some action?
So we got some
Russian Basketball League.
Jesus.
4:40 a.m. tomorrow morning. Kronvork Barcy, they're taking on KBT St. Petersburg, and St. Petersburg's laying 20.5 points. Now, KBT sounds a lot like KGB, if you ask me. But I'm throwing 4-tune on this line, but that's a steep line at 20.5. But in Russia, you have to account for the fact it's very possible that this match could be fixed.
100%.
And the Russian Mafia, they are baiting you to take the points. And in fact, the team that Russia's playing, that St. Petersburg's playing, Kronvork Barcy, they lost their last game by 60 points. I think they're the Washington Generals of the Russian Basketball League. They're just there to take the dive and make Putin happy. And Putin wants to show off, lay the points, take KBT St. Petersburg.
Is Russia still doing the in front of the fans, or are they playing in the empty arenas?
I don't think Putin cares.
I don't think Putin cares either. All right, number two, Robbie.
All right, this is getting interesting. Now we got the Tajikistan Basketball League, 2:40 a.m. We got one team that calls us Tajikistan Basketball League.
Where is that?
I think it's somewhere next to, like, Pakistan and Afghanistan. I think it's, like, below Pakistan, I'm guessing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We are scraping.
You got one team that calls himself the Legends. They are taking on another team called BC Dushanbe. Now, Dushanbe is a powerhouse of the league. They're laying 27.5 points. They're 3-0, and they've won all their games by double digits. Now, however, the Legends, they aren't bad either. They're 2-0. I mean, they call themselves the Legends. They got to be somewhat good, right? They won their last game by 33 points. And so I think you can't have a name like Legends and get blown out. It's a pride game for the Legends. And plus, the other team, BC Dushanbe, they have not won. They won their last two games, but not more than by 22. 27.5.
Did you just call a pride game for Tajikistan basketball?
Pride is pride.
They call themselves the Legends, and they're getting 27.5 points. You have to have pride, or else you're not Legends.
All right. Leroy, pride,
and Dushanbe,
pride
they're...
Pride has no borders.
So the other team, they're good, but they're not 27.5 good. Take the 27 in the points. I'm sure the Legends are going to have some pride.
All right, number three, Robbie.
All right, second game of the Tajikistan basketball doubleheader. This is at 4:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. You got this one team is called Phaeton, and they're taking on Diesel Power. Now, Diesel Power is 7.5 point favorites. Now, Diesel Power is coming off a 45 point win in their last game. And they played BC Dushanbe a couple games ago. They only lost by 11. Close game. And the other team, Phaeton, they got whooped by 22 in their last game. And again, kind of like Legends, you can't have a name like Diesel Power and not dominate and cover the spread. I'm laying the points with Diesel Power. 7.5.
Now, are these, like, translated to Diesel Power, or Tajikistan actually calls their team Diesel Power?
I think they call the team on the official betting slip. It says Diesel Power, and when you look up, when you do all the research and you look up the scoreboard, no matter what shady website comes up, it's gonna say Diesel Power.
All right, fair enough.
All I know is I've been thirsty for basketball. Now I know Tajikistan is the spot.
Yep. They still got it. They don't got the coronavirus yet.
Somebody says, what type of dark web cryptocurrency is RTD using to bet these games?
Oh, you guys, I can't. That's very shady.
He's got to have so many. He's got to have so many screens that are just going on there. It's got to be wild. Number four, Robbie.
Yeah, by the way, the diesel-powered game and the Russian game are happening at the same time. You're going to need two screens for those two games. Just a heads up. So we got some e-games. Later today at 4:30 p.m. in the Overwatch Contender Series, you got British Hurricane and you got the Young and the Beautiful. Now, British Hurricane's favored by 1.5 games. They do a best-of-5 format, so it's 1-3. British Hurricane laying a point in a game and a half. Now, BH, for short, they've swept their last two matchups, winning 3-0 both of their last two matchups. British Hurricane, they've won 5 in a row outright and 8 of their last 10. Now, the Young and the Beautiful, they're coming off a 3-1 loss. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Wait a minute, but the Young and the Beautiful won the previous four matchups. You look at the schedule of those four wins, they beat two of the worst teams in the league. They had the worst team in the league twice, and they beat them twice. Fattened schedule, if you ask me. And you got to be honest with you guys, you can't have a name like Young and the Beautiful and go into war. Sorry, war is old and ugly. You can't be Young and the Beautiful. Take the British Hurricane, lay the game in a half.
Oh, my God. You think they're not – what are they going to be worried about their prime minister being hit down with the Rona? It could be something. Maybe having pride for their leader.
Yes, they have another pride game for them. And Young and Beautiful, they're probably more worried about their looks and how they look on the game as opposed to winning the game. They're more concerned about appearance than winning.
They can't do their appearance maintenance because all the salons are closed. Number five, Robbie.
All right. How about some Madden simulations on Twitch TV? Yes, they are actually launching NFL games on CPU simulations on Twitch TV. So let's start off. It's a triple header today. Let's start off at noon today. You got the Washington Redskins at the New York Giants. The Giants are favored by 2.5 points in a CPU simulation. Now, you got to look at the Madden ratings. Dwayne Haskins, he's a 70 overall Madden rating. Not very good. And by the way, these rosters are updated from the end of last season. So no new player acquisitions count for this game. Now, okay. Trent Williams is the highest rated Redskin at 92 overall, but he's not playing. He didn't play the whole year last year. He's not going to be on the team. So your next highest rated Redskin.
Yeah. I was gonna wonder if his E version was gonna be disgruntled at the Redskins still. I feel like the Trent Williams thing has been going on for 3 years, Leroy.
Yeah. It's been going on. We haven't seen him play. Seem like he hadn't played football in a while.
Crazy.
But he's considered an intricate part of something.
And you know, so the next highest rated Redskin, the one who's actually playing, is Brandon Scherff, who's a guard at 88 overall. Now, you guys may be concerned. Daniel Jones, also a 70 overall. But he's at home, and he's got the four highest-rated skill positions on either team, whether Saquon Barkley, 89 overall, or Evan Ingram, 88 overall. And it's going to be a raucous environment. The CPU simulation does not account for a team being 3-12 and not caring about winning. The environment's going to be raucous no matter what the circumstances are. CPU doesn't know the difference. Take the Giants, lay the 2.5 points.
Right, number six, Robbie.
All right. The second game at 7 o'clock tonight on Twitch TV, the New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills are laying 7 points in the CPU simulation. Now, you got to remember, it's the rosters at the end of last year, so no Stephon Diggs for the Buffalo Bills.
Gotcha.
Now, as far as Madden ratings are concerned, Josh Allen is a 77 overall. Sam Darnold is a 74 overall. Now, the Jets have the two highest-rated players on either team with Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Adam Gase, bum coach. The CPU simulation will not account for Adam Gase's terrible coaching. All it is players. Yeah, it's not going to account for it. It's just players and numbers and Madden ratings. There's no player control. It's just two computers going at it. So I feel like seven points is way too much, given the Madden ratings are pretty split down the middle. The Jets might have the better-rated players, and you're getting 7 points. Take the Jets and the 7 points.
The Jets would probably be better off having a computer simulation coach their team than Adam Gase. Like, in all honesty,
that's a fair point.
Like they should just have a computer on the sidelines. You know, give it one of those hats, put it real low so you can't see the computer's crazy eyes, and bet your ass you'll have a better record at the end of the season than you will having that bum coach your football team.
It's true. So think about it. You know, then you want to pay him. You won't have to pay them the ridiculous salary. You just have the computer on the sidelines.
All right, and number seven, Robbie.
All right, the final game of the tripleheader. You got the late night action, 10:30 p.m. You got the Denver Broncos at the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders are 1.5-point favorites at home. Now, the three of us, and Dan Day included, we all see Drew Lock as this like up and coming QB, right? Like he had a nice second half of the season last year, but he's only a 68 overall in Madden. And, you know, the CPU simulations aren't account for his progress at the end of the year. 68 overall, not very good. Now Derek Carr, we have mixed feelings about Derek Carr. Some say that he's not very good. They bought him Mariota. Could they be he replacing Derek Carr? But Derek Carr is still an 80 overall. So he's still way better than Drew Lock. And Derek Carr is at home. Now, Denver does have three of the top four overall players, but all of them are on defense. And I think this is a lopsided quarterback matchup, at least according to Madden. Maybe in the long run, 10 years from now, Drew Lock's a better quarterback. But not for this simulation. Derek Carr at home, way better quarterback, and you're only giving 1.5 points, and it's going to be a raucous environment, and still in Oakland. They haven't moved to Vegas yet. So, Oakland Raiders, you got another game back on the schedule.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Magnificent Seven. Before we get you out of here, Robbie, and Dan, you can kill the music. A couple questions for you, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had a couple of questions that I'd like to get your input in. Now, yesterday, we were talking about disgruntled Deshaun Watson and tweeting Drake lyrics. And you know, if you tweet Drake, that means that you're looking for a way out. What do you think? And this is just Leroy and I were playing some calls in our head. If we got a little ringy ring, and the Dolphins got a call or did a call with the Texans and did 4 first round picks for Deshaun Watson. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think wasn't you that made the point that it would be like them getting 2 of their first round picks back for Tunsil, and so would you really be only giving up 2 first round picks for Deshaun Watson?
It'd be 2 first round picks and trading Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, it would be Laremy Tunsil and 2 first round picks. Actually, if you put it that way, that's a fair trade. The Laremy Tunsil 2 first round picks, I think that's a little bit more reasonable.
I'm telling you, see, like everybody gets freaked out by the number. And Leroy, you and I, we're all on the same track with this. For some reason, 70% of Dolphin fans, they're freaking out over it. They don't think that they should make that move.
You know why? Because they're Dolphin fans, right? And if you ask a week later or you ask after the draft, if the Dolphins didn't draft Tua and they draft somebody else, they're going to be the first one to say we should have got Tua, just like we should have got Brady Quinn. So, hey, no.
Now, are we still giving up – which 4 – because the Dolphins have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years. Are they keeping 5 this year, or they have to give up the 5th overall pick in one of the 4 picks?
They have to give up the 5th overall pick. They're giving up – you're giving up your 3 this year, and then I'm putting it as the Texans one from next year. I mean, I suppose if the Texans want the Dolphins one, I guess they could do that. But I assume if they're trading Deshaun Watson, they don't want to trade – there's a chance that their draft pick could end up being higher than the Dolphins next year. Who knows? But I also imagine the scenario that they're going to take a non-disgruntled quarterback in Joe Burrow, trading up for him or Tua or Herbert, something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, Robbie, Robbie, put it this way.
Yeah.
Same trade. Would you rather have Joe Burrow or would you rather have Deshaun Watson?
For the same 4 first-round picks, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson than Joe Burrow.
Yep.
But, I mean, if it's only 3 first-round picks or if it's only 2 first-round picks, I might consider Burrow. But if they're both the same trade, I'd rather have Watson.
And then, finally, what do you think of the latest odds that has the Dolphins over-under at 6 wins for this season?
I think as of right now, I think I'm tempted to – it's very middle. I'm tempted to take the over on that. I know that that's the easy thing to do. But, yeah, they won 5 games last year with that roster. The roster has to, by default, be better. But then at the same time, you could see a regression from Ryan Fitzpatrick to offset the improvement of the roster. I think 6 is a good number. I think 6 – I think over, worst-case scenario, they go 6-10 and you push. I don't think they'll go 5-11 again.
All right. He's Robbie the Degenerate. Yeah. That was the Magnificent 7, buddy.
And by the way, Leroy, how are you? Leroy, how are you doing on Westworld? Are you still messed up?
Oh, please, my head hurts. I had to take a break and watch Tiger King.
Tiger King way better than Westworld. I don't even want to hear it.
No. I've
seen them both. Tiger King is way better, man.
It's just, come on. Every time you think, you go, hey, man, why is this human so nice to this robot? Right? Because he's not. And then I can't determine. Everybody has a computer, and they keep reprogramming themselves so they can have control over the other robots. Come on.
All right, Robbie. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys.
We're back after this. Yep. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text the show 67974. Want to remind you guys, Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores are truly steps beyond convenient. Thanks again to Robbie the Degenerate for joining us for the Magnificent Seven. If you guys missed that, of course, we'll be on the podcast. Subscribe. Tobin and Leroy, Apple Podcasts, Radio.com. Basically, you can Google Tobin and Leroy Podcasts and like whatever channel you use, platform that you use, it'll come up. Even some I don't even think we're supposed to be on, Leroy. I'm telling you. Like sometimes I look at me like, is that Russia? Are we on a Russian podcast platform? I don't know if we're supposed to be there. But whatever. All right. If Putin wants to listen to us, by all means. There's a little bit of a wrinkle to this, a funny local wrinkle to the John Jones story, Leroy. As funny as DWI can be. So apparently the half-empty bottle of liquor that was found in John Jones' car at the time of the arrest was Jorge Masvidal's brand of mezcal. The Recuerdo Mezcal was found in the midst of John Jones' car at the DWI. I wonder if he got that. Now, Jorge launched this this mezcal in mid-January. And, you know, he's been trying to be, you know, make it his version of liquor that blows up, kind of like Conor McGregor's Proper 12, which, by the way, you know, I was at the liquor store the other day and I was looking for a whiskey and I looked and I saw the Proper 12. I was like, yeah, we did that once. Remember when we did the old Proper 12 trying, Leroy? I was like, yeah, it was fine. I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was good. I was just like, this is fine. But my man who runs the local liquor store, right next to Publix, I was cruising the whiskey section, and I go, huh, peanut butter whiskey, interesting. And so I asked the man, I said, what's the deal with this peanut butter whiskey? And my man hits me with a peanut butter whiskey. It is fire, and he hits it with like the rolling R's, fire. And I was like, whoa, you say it like that, I'm in. I'm going to try it. If that's your sell on it, that is fire, I'm in, man. And, I'm a couple sips into this, Leroy. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know how I feel about my whiskey tasting like candy. I kind of like it to taste like whiskey.
Come on, man. You know what it's going to taste like.
I didn't think it was going to be as peanut buttery as it is. It's very peanut buttery. It's very peanut buttery. And I gotta tell you, man. I woke up this morning. I had two hits of it from last night. I woke up with a gnarly, not a hangover, but I just woke up with a gnarly, gnarly headache today. I was just like,
let me explain something to you. Being from the hood, and if you're from the hood, and you've grown up with that big ass can of peanut butter with the oil on top, then you feel me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really into peanut butter flavored things.
Really?
Not into peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Nothing. I will tell you this. There's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And that time is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after Easter, I will go buy 1,000 bags of peanut butter eggs and put them in the freezer.
Yeah, peanut butter eggs are good, man.
Other than that, I'll enjoy Reese's every now and then, but I ain't down with peanut butter. Peanut butter brings back old thoughts, that old government peanut butter in the can with the oil on top, and then I start thinking about that government cheese. Now, I still love cheese, but peanut butter, I'm out.
The government cheese isn't what it used to be, though.
No, because now they give you a card. They don't make it. They send you, and you can go get whatever peanut butter you want.
You don't just get those blocks of singlets that are covered in plastic?
They send it to my mom.
No, you used to get a whole block of cheese.
Jeez.
Right?
That cheese was fire, and too, back in the day.
Yeah, but once you broke the seal, every time you went to use the cheese again, you had to cut that hard edge off.
Yeah, you had, it got all moldy, and not moldy, but real hard and discolored.
Right. But guess what? You know how, you know, Tobin, if you're familiar with how the hood works, you have somebody selling frozen cups always, right? That's little frozen treats. You had somebody in the neighborhood was doing servicing cars. They turned their yard into a hood service center. So you get your oil changed, you can get your brake pads changed, stuff like that. They were redoing trannies, whatever you needed. And then you had the neighborhood hustler. Now, my grandfather was a neighborhood hustler. Mm-hmm. They made their own hot sauce. They made pickled vegetables, right? And my grandfather did this. He went and spent a bunch of money on a slicer, right?
Kind of a slicer. Like a meat slicer?
Just a meat slicer. So every month, when the hood would get their cheese, he would slice their cheese and package it for them. So you didn't get that hard cheese.
They kept it fresh.
And that was his hustle every month.
That's pretty good. That's resourceful.
Yep.
Somebody says Reese's Pieces 1,000 times better than Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
What? What?
I don't know about that, my friend.
First of all, it's not enough peanut butter for you to even taste the peanut butter.
I don't know about that.
If you leave the Reese's Pieces in the sun, right, they get mushy, and it's not the same.
Texter writes that Screwball is legit. I didn't have Screwball, the one that has the lamb on it. I had the Rams Point. Maybe because I was thinking of the Rams penis logo. I don't know. But I was like, what's up with this Rams peanut butter whiskey? The guy goes, you know, he told me it was fire, and I don't know. But, I mean, it was not a good feeling. I woke up this morning, man. I'm just getting old, but I didn't drink that much. I was just like, yeah, let me have a little bit of this peanut butter whiskey. Try it up. And, I had to have two cups of coffee this morning, Leroy, to get the caffeine. I had to get the caffeine to my brain to overwhelm this is bro science, to overwhelm the whiskey headache. It was no bueno, man.
Well, think about it. If it's good whiskey, why are they mixing it with peanut butter? So
fair point.
That's why you got a headache.
I like peanut butter, but I was like,
but good whiskey stands alone. How much did you pay for the bottle?
I think it was $35 I paid for.
Man, they got you.
They got me.
If guess what? They're not like when you go and get pre-made stuff. Mm-hmm. They're not using the good vodka for that.
Well, I think whiskey is, there's actually a big difference in like the quality of whiskey. I feel like vodka, they say they can only distill to a certain point. So like all those luxury vodkas, at a certain point it gets to be the same as, well, didn't we do this one time where we had
not
the Skull
vodka,
versus the Grey
Goose?
No, I think we did it with vodka.
Yeah, we could tell though. We could tell.
Yeah. Well, because we got that Skull that came in the plastic bottle. That was nice. Do you ever have that, Dan Day? You ever have Skull vodka?
Absolutely.
Just horrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you already start feeling bad as you're drinking it.
Yeah.
That's
feels like
in college, like you did the pop off. Is it pop off? Hell yeah.
Feels like it burns your soul. Terrible. Anyway, we'll get you caught up in your headlines. We'll be back more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.